Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life After Happiness. Today I have my co-host here, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And I want to say something. You really mean a lot to me. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, it's amazing, you know, all the stuff that you've done for me and how you always, you know, make everything seem so, you know, easy, and how you're always there wanting to help everybody out, you know, and it's very sweet.
Oh, well, it's nice to be appreciated, and thank you. I feel like we make this good team, and the things that I don't do, you do. And then vice versa. So it's really great. And it's been so wonderful working with you. And I know it's been such a tough year for many people. But for others, it's been an amazing year. And I can't feel guilty for that. I can't feel guilty for having an amazing year, for getting a new position on a radio show, which, by the way, I did not know I was manifesting. I kept saying to myself, I kept imagining a show. I could have a show where I can just talk. I can just be myself. No script, nothing to memorize, no lines, just myself. I could just have a show and I could just be myself. That's all I want. And I have it. I got it. I was manifesting it this whole time. I didn't realize it was radio.
Well, I think that when I first started talking to you, I realized that you were genuine and you wanted to work with me, and you didn't want to take over. You know, that's what I needed. It was sort of a passion of wanting to do it every day, but making decisions as a team. And and I realized, like sometimes, you know, I'll be talking to you, I'll be like, oh, God, I really don't want to hurt Barbara's feelings. And I know sometimes you're not as, you know, I guess maybe you have a good heart. So sometimes you aren't maybe as assertive at times as you should be. And then you sort of let people kind of wound up doing things that you don't normally like. And then I won't go into the details of this on the air, but what I'm going to say is, and I won't go into the details of what it was, but like last night, you know, we were dealing with something over the phone. I won't say what it was. And I let you go, and I was basically on the phone dealing with it. And, you know, that phone call lasted about, I think it was like 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh. Wow.
And at the end of it, I was saying, you know, I'm really glad that Barbara doesn't have to deal with this because, you know, she'd be tearing her hair out, you know. And so I told myself that after that, and I'm not going to say what it is because this is the show stuff. But when it comes to that particular thing that we were dealing with last night, and it comes to making phone calls, from now on, I would like to be the one to make the phone calls in regards to that, because I don't want you.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, because I have a feeling that they kept me on longer than they really should have, and just
thinking
that they are working on that, they are working on it still. They should hear back from them within 2 days. But the thing is that I think that, in my opinion, even though they seem nice enough, that phone call that I was on with them should have been a little longer than maybe it should have. And
well,
you know, somebody that
I mean, can't you say you have to go? I mean, I did. I was on the phone call for
well,
5 minutes, got my information.
Simple.
I said, Johnny, you need to talk longer. You talk, and you did for an hour. I just don't do it. I can't do that. I like to do 15, 20-minute phone
calls.
They
kept me on hold. They kept me on hold.
Well, Johnny,
they were
boring. Sorry, I just have to be blunt. This is boring for the listeners because they don't know what the heck
okay.
you're talking about. Okay, let's
You're right. I guess
being on the phone for an hour, everybody probably agrees. I'm not the only one. And
you're right. I guess
and
what I'm trying to say is that what I'm trying to say before we get to the topic for today is I wanted to make sure that, you know, Barbara understands, you know, that I'll do that for her from now on if we ever need to call those people, because I don't want her sitting
okay.
around. I mean, seriously, it's just that that was just too long a phone call for you that you should. But what we're going to talk about tonight is the fact that it's a Happy New Year. It's a 2021, and I wanted to know what you think about the new year. Like, what do you think the 2021 is going to mean?
Oh, I think it's going to mean that a lot of people are going to be on their way to safety, because, I mean, I am pretty shocked that the vaccine is out already. And I know people don't feel like so safe, and they're wondering, because it normally used to take 10 years to create a vaccine. Well, yeah, but everything used to take a lot longer. I mean, hello, technology here. So, you know, I see that as a healing year, a feeling of relief, a year of relief for many. And I see that we still have to be careful for a while. We have to be careful to not get it until we can have the vaccine, each and every one of us. So that's what I see. I see a better year for a lot of people. And I see us getting even growing and being more successful, and I see all the listeners that keep coming back, and I'm happy, and my daughter's happy, and so I feel grateful. So for last year I got a new career, basically. Wow, that's great. Last year, another dream came true. I wanted to move back to California, my dream state to live in, and I did. My little dream city, and that was a good accomplishment in 2020. And let's see what else. I mean, my daughter got happy. They never liked moving in between. They never liked moving schools, and it took a while, but she got very happy. So then that's all good. Full circle happiness. Life, laughter, happiness.
I know. I like the idea of I like the idea that what I feel about it is that I do feel like, you know, it was like my mom and my dad, you know, my mom was walking around the kitchen, and you know, she was like, "Well, when I get my shot, when I get my shot," you know, and I'm thinking, "Shot? What is she talking about?" And I said, it's a vaccine, because I thought, like, vaccine, what are you talking about, vaccine? And I realized that she was basically, my mom and dad were talking about actually getting the vaccine for themselves, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this is such a, this was like literally, I think, on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, that they were talking about this. And I thought there was, it was the most amazing thing that I've ever heard, because it was like, I really did. I was like,
but,
so amazing.
What do you mean?
Thought,
what do you mean? Because it's out already. That's amazing to you.
Well, I think what it is that I thought that we thought that, you know, they were going to probably get the vaccine in maybe a few months or so, but we didn't,
But what happened? She got the shot. I guess I missed something. You said, what is the most amazing thing that you've ever heard? I missed that.
Well, what I like is that it was like day one into the new year. Day one into the new year, we already hear about that there's a possibility that mom and dad might be getting the vaccine soon. You know?
Okay.
That's the thing. It's just sort of, it kind of blew me away a little bit, you know, because it meant that, you know, already things were turning around. And
yeah.
every time I hear about somebody getting that vaccine, you know, I think that someone's life is going to be normal again.
And we're going to be so relieved,
you know?
Because I have a dad, your dad's age. They're exactly the same age. And so I have the same concerns, and he's been really careful. I mean, I'm really good friends with his girlfriend, and she's actually visiting me right now. She was going to call in, but I see now that she doesn't even have her phone. She forgot her phone when she went out and about today. But she's excellent. We'll probably have her on later in the week. Speaker. She learned how to speak, and I wanted to talk about this a little bit. I got better with speaking, you know, because when you're speaking in front of a lot of people, sometimes it makes you nervous. I mean, most people getting up in front of people and a big group of people, I don't even care if it's introducing a band or going up to a microphone and there's a group of people staring at you and listening to you, and that mic is on you. I mean, that could be nerve-wracking. Am I wrong?
I know.
Okay, so she conquered that fear. Well, I'm not sure. We're going to have to listen to her story. I don't know if it was a fear or just something she wanted to do. But she went to this Toastmasters deal. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it. It's a course where you learn how to public speak. And she became, like, the number one of it and, you know, got all the awards of doing it the best and that type of person. And she worked for aerospace for many years. She's retired and she's still pretty young and a great lady. So, and I'd love to have her as a guest, and she was going to call in today. But like I said, I think she forgot her phone, which I see right here. But that's an amazing thing to be able to do. And I thought, I wonder if I should do that, because there will probably be a lot of times where you and I will be at events and have to get up and speak. Maybe we will be winning an award someday, Johnny.
Well, you know, it's funny. Whenever I'm talking about winning an award, I've always done it. I've always been someone who knows that I'm going to be having a lot of people to thank, you know. That's why, you know.
Yeah.
You
do you think
no
the
thing.
Other people who, Johnny, I have a question. Do you think the other people who you worked with before on the show will be happy for you when you win that award?
I think they will, but I think that
Will you get up there and thank
maybe.
Those people in your speech? What for?
I maybe. We'll see. We'll see. I mean.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
No, thank them for what made it. Hey, if somebody does something different than they did, maybe that alters a course. And that's another point. When bad things happen, it's all about balance in the universe. Something good happens.
Right.
That happened. And all you
but then
do
again, I don't know if I would mention them or not, because I don't know if I would mention them or not. It would actually depend on the circumstances.
Okay.
You know,
well,
I know that, that you know, like, for example, right now, what did you say?
I was just saying, if you imagine yourself getting an award, and it was just kind of a joke, I didn't think that you would actually.
Well, no, I mean, it's not really a joke, but I will say this. I mean, the truth is that after I'm thinking it over right now. The difference is that, you know, it's like, sometimes I've seen the people that aren't even a part of the show, they don't even mention the show as being a part of their past. So if that's the case, why should I thank them if they get an award? If I get an award.
I know.
You see,
it's
kind of like, I mean, obviously you don't mind the show being a part of who you are. You mention it. And I like the fact that, you know, the show allows you to be who you want to be.
Oh, Johnny, I have a question. If you had to describe in just a few words, what is it? Or one word. I mean, how do you describe our show?
Well, I mean, Life After Happiness, but
Right.
But I would say now, if I had to describe a few words, I would say open, accepting, inspiring, friendly, and non-judgmental.
Yeah. Say somebody says, if I listen to your show, what do you guys talk about? What is your show about? I always say it's a variety show. We have all kinds of, we have people that inspire you who are self-help people,
yes.
Career leaders. We have people who can help by telling their story and giving inspiration, like top athletes and award-winning producers and actors, things like that, athletes and playmates. And we have also scientists for information. I mean, you just have to go to our website, lifelaughterhappiness.com. And every day, right there on the front, it says, you know, what's up next? And then you hit that link, and it gives you, takes you to the link, our blog talk radio platform that shares our show. So that's what you'll be able to find out, because Johnny puts up a link before the show every day, sometimes the day before, and then you find out. It has a description of what that show's about. So I just wanted the listeners out there who don't really know what it is about. It's about everything. I mean, we don't really discriminate unless it's negative. It's a hate group. I mean, we don't accept hate groups, do we? Okay.
I don't want to interview a hate group. Actually, it's funny because actually on my list of people that I wouldn't interview, you know, it's funny. I have a real short list, but Bill Cosby's on it.
Oh, really?
Bill Cosby.
Was he on there
yeah.
before you found out what happened?
No, it was after I found out. I mean, it's just sort of, you know, I have to be able to look myself in the mirror, for goodness sakes, you know. And
remember when
Go on.
It just reminded me of when we were going to speak to Ron Jeremy about interviewing him. And then you decided not to because you didn't want to be connected to, I guess, porn. But he does a lot of mainstream
really
things.
So
and then all of a sudden he's in jail, you know. So for
what
the
it actually was.
Bill Cosby did. But we don't know.
See, what happened was that me that I would never interview a business that Blog Talk says I can't do anything that endorses pornography. It's not really a matter of what I would want to do. It's a matter of what Blog Talk would let me do. Remember, I have an account with them. I have an agreement with Blog Talk, so I need to make sure that I honor that agreement. And
I know, but it's fine. We have a lot of other people to choose from. But if we really wanted to, really, really, really wanted to just to find out who he was as a person, I wouldn't think that, I would not suggest that that is. You know, backing forth.
I think that what happened.
I get it. I just thought it was kind of funny that you brought up the person you wouldn't interview was Bill Cosby. And then, ironically, you wouldn't interview this one, but it's kind of for the same reason. Kind of. I mean, if he is proven guilty for what he has done, I mean, he's in jail for rape. So, I mean, for allegedly raping people. So, it's kind of ironic. That's all I'm saying. What else, Johnny? What else?
Can
you tell us? What's New Year's resolution?
Let's see. New Year's resolution is probably get my life back to normal. I think that
get your life together,
last
Johnny.
Year.
Get your life together.
What?
Just kidding. Get your life together, Johnny.
Yes. Because last year, it's like I feel like I'm confined in the house and. That was good because it led me to create the channel.
Yeah.
And, you know, but.
It was good for many people to the house because they were able to, that's the story I hear the most. get other things done that they've been wanting to do, projects, things around the house, studying, reading. And you know what? Okay, you guys, this is a great little story for New Year's. Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about the book club because we have so many of our guests that have written books that I would love to help promote for these wonderful guests of ours. And there's many. Oh, my gosh, there's many of them. And I thought, I'd like to read more. I got out of the habit of reading books. I read, obviously. I read technical stuff, computer articles, you know, things like that. Of course, we're always reading throughout the day. Everybody reads. Okay, yeah, we read. When people say, I don't read, oh, come on. Yeah, you do. You read every day. So you drive, you have to read the signs. Okay. The thing is, do we go through and read a whole book? You know, some people get away from doing that, and that was me, and that's not good. I love reading. So I thought, oh, my gosh, I don't have any books. Well, yeah, there's a library, but isn't it kind of nice to have books? Look, beautiful books. I love books. Okay, so all of our guests are sending me books, the books they have written that we are going to start with. Dale Shear's book and Terry Stevens, Playboy Playmate Terry Stevens' book that she wrote. And, oh, you know what? I don't want to miss the opportunity. It is called, God, it's the best name, Unrated. Unrated, I got it, yes. Yes. Revelations of a Rock and Roll Centerfold, Terry Stevens. Okay, we're starting off with those two guests' books. And then I'm finding out more people have written books every time we interview somebody. Oh, yeah, I've written a book. So I thought, I need more books. I went into the laundry room here at the complex, and it said free books. It was piled high on the bench of these beautiful books, free and hard bound, thick, good ones, cool ones. I have a Katherine Hepburn. I have one called Utopia. I've got the autobiography of Mark Twain. Oh, okay, that might be given to my stepdad for Christmas. I've got volume two of that, huge, thick, beautiful books. Looks like, you know, somebody was interested in interesting things. So I did go back and forth, and I didn't want to take all of them because I wanted other people to enjoy, but I did take some nice books. Can you believe that? Okay, that is a lesson about simple manifestation. It's why not do it for the big things? If I could do it for books, can't I do it for a house? Can you do it for a yacht? Can you do it for an airplane? Can you do it for a pair of boots that you really want? Yes. Yes, you can. You say, wow, those look so good on me. Wow, that feels good driving that. Wow. I can't wait to get home and cook in that kitchen. Act like you already have it. Your brain doesn't know the difference. It draws it to you. It's really strange how that happens, isn't it, Johnny?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
Did you manifest without knowing you were manifesting? Because I always knew about it before the show, but that's a lot about what the show was about when I arrived. It was a lot of spiritual stuff going on. A lot of people were coming on, like psychics and mediums, and we still love them, but we just have that on one day a week now. But, you know, it was very spiritually based. Did you know all about manifestation before you had all those people?
Yeah, I knew about it. I sort of viewed the show as sort of like, if I knew that all I had to do was just make sure I didn't do it alone, that I did it with other people, you know. Then there is, you know, make sure that people, you know, feel safe with saying how they feel, you know. And then that will make it so that the show, because you have lots of people who want to see the show do well, will make the show do well.
So you have attracted that. You have accomplished it in thinking about it because a lot of people don't realize you've had this show for 13 years now, almost 14 years you've had this show. And you never had the right, I mean, maybe you had a good co-host before, I'm not sure, but you like your co-host now, don't you?
Yeah. I do.
We have a lot of fun.
She's great. What I love about you is the way that you have a tendency to just listen. You know, you listen to what I have to say. And you're not judgmental. You're not. I feel like whenever we talk, even if it's about business or about the show, I visualize I'm talking to you in your living room.
Is that why you always want to FaceTime me? Is that why you always want to FaceTime me?
Yes. Because it doesn't feel like a business call. It feels like I'm in your living room actually talking to you. And I could be like, and then what can happen is like I'll be talking with you, and then you'll be off cooking something, you know. And then I'm thinking, okay, either she wants me to cook or she wants me to get off the phone, because you know how you are, the phone phobia. But I just sort of know a little bit as I've gotten to know you. You know, like, it's important that you feel safe enough to say what you think. Like, I talked to you all about the time about the I haven't made my wish yet comment.
Yeah, it's on my birthday.
Well, it's just, I think what it is I know that you were wanting to tell that guy to get lost, but you didn't know quite the right way to do it. You know, and
you're supposed to see that. Yes, that's what happened for
and
sure.
And I don't want you to ever have to be like, oh God, here comes Johnny again. Oh God, you know.
No, but you're so cut and dry. If I say, oh Johnny, I gotta go, you're like, okay, bye. You hang up. It's like I hardly even hear the bye. Now, if everybody else is like that, I wouldn't mind making phone calls one bit. Everybody suffers from that one person who, when I say, I gotta go, and they keep me on, and then I miss my appointment, or I'm late. Now, that is my fault. I'm going to be like back and have, you guys seen Mad Men, okay? Mad Men, the series on Netflix. Okay, I want to be like that. I'm going back to those days. Was that the 50s and the 60s? I'm going back to the 50s. This is how they did it then. They would get done with whatever they were talking about and hang up. They never even said goodbye. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, you got to remember something else, though.
What?
You need to remember something else, though. I mean, you know, think of the price of a phone call. The price of a phone call. Think about it. I mean, okay, let me tell you something. When I was in college, you know, and this just shows you how things were changing pretty quickly. And my ex-girlfriend, okay, and I used to call my ex-girlfriend on the phone, so I went and I got a phone card, you know. And it was just the most innovative thing in the whole wide world. I didn't know that you could do that. And they would have a sign out in front. It says $20 for 20 hours. You know, and I thought, okay, great. That seems like a pretty good one. Deal, $20 for 20 hours.
That
okay,
sounds
fine.
Like a phone sex line.
Well, but anyway, so let me tell you what happened. Well, no, it was a car. So what happened was that then I would go back into the – I think it said $20 for 20 minutes. I think that's what it said. And then one day I would walk past it, and then it would say $20 for 25 minutes. And then a week later, it would be $20 for 40 minutes. Right, $20 for 40 minutes. And then it went from $20 to 60 minutes, $20 to an hour. And then eventually it got to a point where you would get a phone card, and then you would say one day. So the point I'm trying to get at here is, it used to be that, see, I had my book, 100 Psychics and Astrologers in America, for quite a while. but calling them was murder.
Oh, really?
Because they were in other states, and there was only one that was in Georgia at the time. But now, as soon as, like, I have an iPhone with a flat rate, so it was sort of like, you know, calling them is not a big deal. As soon as, you know, as soon as I want to call them, I go, you know, it's easy. So I know what you mean about Mad Men. I think Mad Men, the reason they probably talk like that is because, remember, you know, a 5-minute, a 10-minute phone call right now may be very different than what it was like then. Because, like, for example, you know, it used to be that you would have to, when you called in state, it cost money, not anymore. You know, now it's like there's a flat long distance rate, and you can call somebody in.
Yeah, I forgot about that, Johnny. I forgot about that, and I know you know what I'm talking about with Mad Men thing. But what about he's in New York City or wherever he was, and the other person's like next door in the building next door. I mean, he still did the phone call the same way. He still said what he said and hung up. Are you telling me I shouldn't do it? Because I'm going to do it. Okay, everybody? I'll know that you are my regular listener. If you get surprised about how I end the phone call, I know you did not listen. If you are not surprised about how I end your phone call next time, I know that you listen and you get a brownie point. So how about that? That's my New Year's resolution. That's the new way I'm going to answer. I'm going to.
But I'm just curious. I mean, how would you have handled? I mean, just out of curiosity. I mean, what would you have done if you had been on that 40-minute phone call that I was on yesterday?
Oh, I probably would have put it on mute and went about my business and zoned out and let you guys go to town. And as soon as I heard, Barbara, are you there? I would have come back and said, yeah, I'm back.
But
okay,
what if Johnny wasn't there and you had to be on the phone all by yourself?
Then, you know what, sometimes I just have to relinquish everything and just say, hey, I'm going to have fun with this. It's, you know, maybe the TV people, and I have a hard time, and I'm trying to reboot and troubleshoot, okay? When it's that kind of situation and it's going on and on and on, I just say, hey, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to have fun.
Okay.
I'm going to make them laugh. I'm going to turn this into something fun. Because it is going to, the end result is going to be that I can watch TV again. But when it's a person and you know you can talk to them later about whatever subject that's not emergency, okay, when it's that and I am running and I'm busy and I'm focused and I'm doing a project and I just want to be interrupted, then that is when I'm going to be doing these, ending the phone calls this way. I'm not talking about my mom on Christmas and my dad. And I'm not talking about those people, okay? I'm talking about regular life. That's how I'm ending my phone calls. Do you have a problem with my New Year's resolution?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I think I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Do you have a New Year's resolution besides telling us? Okay. I love your stories, and they're wonderful. But can you just say in like a few words or one sentence your New Year's resolution, Johnny?
I mean, my New Year's resolution is to try to have more energy, because right now I think I feel more tired than I should be. Now, the problem is that, here's the thing. Obviously, if you exercise, you get more energy. But the reason is, the only reason I've been walking to anywhere was because I go to the grocery store. I mean, jumping down to the grocery store, the BP. But, you know, I can't do that because,
I understand if you have anything at home. You know what I heard is really good? There's a few things at home you could do. And that's, I'm not talking about the full elliptical thing or a big, huge home gym. I'm talking about a trampoline, a mini one. Jump on that for 30 seconds.
It's
no joke.
We used to have one. We used to have one in our house, but.
Hey, do you have anything to lie down and that you put your feet in these boots and you lay on it, and then you can go upside down, and it relieves your spine of stress. Do you have one of those?
No, I never heard of those. Have you ever tried it?
Oh, Robin has one of those. Every time I go to her house, I'm like, can I get in that? And she's like, you got to be careful. No messing around, Barbara. And I go, I'm not dancing
on it. Who has one?
Okay? Robin, who calls in, Robin Norton.
Oh, well, when did you last talk to her?
Well, just the other day. Today I texted
her. No, I mean in real life.
Real life? Right after our show, one of our shows last week, she called. She's a regular listener.
No, I mean going to her house.
Oh, gosh. I think that was 5 years ago. It's sad. And it's not just always to her house in Seattle, Washington. It's meeting in at a lake in Washington, right by my mom's new house. It's kind of weird. My mom moved from Seattle with her husband to Grand Coulee, Washington, which has, very, very minimal population, very small town. But lo and behold, my best friend in Seattle, Robin, wow, she goes every year to that lake every summer for like a week. Big group of jet boat, fun, wonderful friends of ours. And they're her group. They're her people. It's like the best group of people you'll ever meet. And, we have had so much fun. This happens to be so awesome because I miss everybody. I miss going home to Seattle to visit my mom because I don't get to see all the friends I grew up with. And so that's been a downer for me. And so now I've got to do the Grand Coulee, Washington trip, and I've got to do a separate Washington trip just to Seattle to see the friends. When I used to kill two birds with one stone. I cannot do that anymore. So, but Robin, like I just said, comes out to her area once a year. And so now we'll be able to see each other and do that again. So we're looking forward to that this upcoming summer. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
But you never even asked me my New Year's resolution. And it's a resolution show, isn't it?
Well, what's your New Year's resolution?
Well, okay. What is it? New Year's resolution. Gosh, I had a few. Okay, I talked about the phone and how I'm going to deal with the phone because it became an issue. And I try to think back. Was I always like that? No. Okay, let's work on fear this year. I want to work on fear. We're not talking about, you know, the boogeyman at night. Okay, I'm talking about fear of little things, fear of trying something new and not being good at it, but you always wanted to try it. Fear of doing something again that you used to be the champion of and you haven't done it for so long and you don't know why, but there's some blockage there. Investigate that. Fear of not being perfect, of the way things are in the house and organized, and just that, all these little fears that clog us up. I'm going to focus on when something like that comes and I feel blocked and frustrated and don't know where to start or something like that, you know, those daily confusions. I am going to try to get to the root of the problem now and conquer it and get over it, okay? Because these little things add up to big things. And pretty soon, you know, you're a zombie in your own home and you do nothing and you have so many little fears. Well, this, you know, I can't do this because this isn't done yet. I mean, just live. Let's just live. Don't be afraid. Fear is the one thing that stops you from successfully gaining what you really want in life. Fear is the number one obstacle. So my New Year's resolution is to recognize it when it is there and deal with it and overcome it. How's that?
That makes sense.
Okay. Wow. Well, I think this is a great show, Johnny. Johnny, this is a great show. I think we should do the shout out.
Okay, let's do it.
And let's have more tabs. Okay, we are excited. We have a TV channel. We have said it many times. It's on Roku. Roku is a streaming, what would you say, company. It's not just a device. It's a whole.
Yeah.
It is. Roku, to me, I've tried Apple. There's nothing I want to even watch on there. Believe me, I love Apple. I have the iMac. I have the iPhone. I have the iPad, the iPod, the AirPods. Oh, God. Okay. I have it. I've got Alexa. Hi, Alexa. Have you ever listened to Life, Laughter, Happiness?
Happy New Year.
So I've got Alexa. Yeah, you know what? I love Apple. But Roku, oh, wow, what you can do through Roku is amazing. So I went out and got the TV. Unbelievable how inexpensive a TV is these days that has the streaming already included inside of it, which I did buy the TCL Roku 55-inch. I could have gotten 65. Roku TV built in. Okay, everything included. Uh-huh. Save money, people. Get that. And then you will be able to listen to, or no, not listen. Watch. Then you'll be able to watch us on TV. So Johnny has Left Your Happiness already up. You can see some things there. But I know we shouldn't talk about it anymore because we haven't launched it, and I like to have an exciting launch. Johnny is producing my own TV channel, everybody. So that's going to be different than Life After Happiness. It's really something very special. And I just want to thank you on air, too, from the bottom of my heart for giving me this wonderful Christmas gift, my own TV channel.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Johnny, and Merry Christmas to you and everybody. We hope that you had a Merry Christmas, and we wish the best for you for this new year. And think about your resolutions. And, okay, we all want to exercise more. We all want to wake up and take a shower. I'm not talking about that. Try to dig a little deeper in. And what do you really want in your life? Because life is short. We're here one time. Let's make it count. Let's make it special. Let's make it fun and exciting. Let's not be afraid. Let's not be afraid to feel. Feeling, crying sometimes. That's okay. That's an emotion. Let's not cover up all of our emotions with pills and alcohol and whatever we use that dulls the pain. Feel it. Embrace it. This is life. And if you need anything, we're here. Johnny and Barbara, we're here. You can reach us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And, of course, our website, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Have a wonderful, wonderful night, everybody. You can listen to this show again on our YouTube channel. And while you're there, please do not forget to subscribe, because that supports us greatly to grow bigger and bigger and to be able to bring you better and better stuff. So I guess that's it. Thank you so much, John, for all that you do and give to the world. You are like your sisters say. They were on the show once. Johnny is only good. Everything in that man is all just pure good. And they are so right. And I mean that. So God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
And good night, everybody.
Good morning. Good night, Barbara.